There is a big gap in the marketplace, and we're going to talk about that on Unjaded today. Not only the fact that the gap is there, but how you can step into it and really build your business right now like never before in the online space. The gap that I'm talking about is the over 50 market, specifically the market for women between 50 and 60. I have had this fascinating revelation over the past few weeks since opening Blue Sparrow. So Blue Sparrow is my online resale shop, and I've been looking at fashion content specifically. I've been looking for fashion content specifically. And let me tell you, I really miss the days where I could go to the shop and buy a magazine and really have a whole ritual around going through that magazine with my coffee and circling things and cutting out things and remaking the outfits. I know that's not what we're talking about today, and I know there's Pinterest and all the things, but I do miss that. So in my search for fashion content, I was trying to pull up fashion for women over 50, spring fashions 2026. I was searching all of these things on Instagram, and I found so many accounts that are for moms. 30-something mom, 40-something mom, tons of stuff for 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds. I found two accounts that were women over 60 promoting spring 2026 fashion, and I found one person in her 50s. Now, I know that's not all that exists on Instagram. Believe me, I know that's not all that exists. I only spent about a half an hour going through stuff, but it just became very apparent to me very quickly that there's a gap. There's a woman who, I think she's in her 70s and maybe from Ireland. She is speaking with this beautiful accent. She's very understated. She makes her own clothing. And I started seeing some reels from her. And so I checked out her profile, and she has hundreds of thousands of followers. As I was watching her content on Instagram, I realized that I was cheering her on. I realized that because she's older, I wanted her to win more than anyone else. And that's how your people are feeling about you. There is nothing against the 30-year-olds, nothing against the 40-year-olds, but you know that it's different when you're over 50. You know things change even more once you hit 50. And there's not a lot of role models for us in the online space, no matter what niche you're in. I have the pleasure of working with a few women in their 70s in my Design to Profit community. And they have experienced ageism as a real thing, so much so that some of them even hide their age. But I would love to make a case for actually leading with your age in your online business. I saw a quote on Instagram the other day, and it said something like, "Be the reason another woman thinks she can too." And I think that's the unique opportunity that we have as entrepreneurs in the online space. And it doesn't matter what age you're at. Maybe I'm practicing ageism the other way. I just feel like there's not a lot of accounts that we're being shown maybe for women who are older. And if you serve an audience of older women, they want to see you doing the thing. They are absolutely cheering you on. So how can you get out in front of it in your business? How can you really stand in your unique point of view, the way that you look at the world? How can you share that with them? How can you be polarizing in your content? Because that's really a thing. We can no longer, if we ever could, but we can no longer be people-pleasing in our content. We can no longer be wishy-washy. We can no longer not call out the things. I know I did a video the other day that was trying on a scarf. And let me tell you, there's an edge for growth for me right now around showing up in this like fashion branding space, because I don't really care all that much about fashion. What I care about is the authentic self-expression of women. And I'm realizing that that matters, whether I'm talking about your voice and your message and content by design, whether I'm talking about your expression of yourself in business and Design to Profit, or whether I'm talking about how you present yourself in the world through Blue Sparrow. Oh my gosh, I can't say my words this morning. And this is going to become more and more a thing in this new world that we're stepping into. People want to see you being you. People want you to put your flag in the sand and say, this is how it is. So I did this scarf video the other day, And it was kind of an unpopular take because the little silk square scarves are in right now with the little brooches and everything. It's just not a me thing. It's not ever going to be a me thing. And in my video, I made a case for pashminas and actually holding on to a scarf, even though the whole world tells you it's out of style and you need to let go of it, because maybe it holds a memory. This scarf for me that I did in the video holds a memory of a happy trip with a friend. And I called out the 30-year-old influencers and what they are telling us we need to wear. I planted a flag in the sand. I polarized. And yeah, I feel kind of badly sometimes that I speak, you know, about a 30-year-old influencer, because they have value too. I'm not saying that they don't have value. But my women want me to be in my mid-50s leading the way. And your women want you to be leading from wherever you are. Whether that's your age, your style, your voice, your brand, your strategy, it doesn't matter. They want all of you. And the world is going to be wanting more and more and more of you in your business and for you to show more and more of yourself in your business. That doesn't mean you don't get any privacy. It doesn't mean you don't hold anything back for yourself. But it means that you stop trying to be perfect. It means that you stop trying to be younger than you are, prettier than you are, having to have a mask on to go online, whatever the thing is for you. Softer than you are. Maybe you're softening yourself in your content and in your brand. And that has to stop. If you're going to call the people to you that you're here to serve, that absolutely has to stop. And there's not going to be any way to survive in business moving forward than to actually show up as yourself like that. And if you're a woman, particularly over 50, I am begging you to get out in front of it. Because there is a whole army of women waiting to support you. There's a whole army of women watching, thinking, if she can, if she will, I will too. And that's what we do as entrepreneurs. We get out in front of it. We go first. We sit with the uncomfortability, and we show up anyway. So how could you do that in one way in your business today? You don't have to rip the Band-Aid off all at once and show up naked online. But what's one little way that you can show up more authentically, that you can get out in front of your business and you can lead, and you can show another woman that because you can, she can too. That's your challenge this week on Unjaded.